Alien cyclist. I see him while I am parked in the car. A man, obviously poor, ratty coat, and duct tape over his lips, crossing onto the unshaven chin and cheeks. It sits squarely on his face, the silver square. He rides as if the wheels of his bike are rectangular in the rain near the beach. I must be hallucinating, I tell a friend. Oh, I saw him about a week ago, I'm told. He was walking close to your place. And what would induce anyone to do this? Is this to induce silence? Perhaps a throat condition where speech is more painful than the idea of the tape removal. Warts on the lips from kissing a frog princess, my friend suggests. Even the television doctors say that will work on warts. Great. Cosmetic surgery by Canadian Tire and Home Hardware. Maybe he can't afford a real foil hat, I laugh. He got cut and won't go to the hospital. The tape is holding his face together. We think of the possible infection. The duct tape diet, I suggest. But he is already emaciated. Maybe the tape is to prevent radio waves from hitting his fillings. It stops the reception and keeps him sane. But no one sane would do that to themselves. He's not sane. Don't go near him, another friend advises. You can hide a homemade shiv in tape like that. I remember the charred lips of the man whose shock therapy was done wrong, the smell of the flesh on the locked wing. What evidence is under there? I dream a duct-taped saint's face, bicycle spokes radiating into a silver-rimmed halo. Lightning strikes him again and again.